Hey, you got campfire talk. Hear the campfire in the background? Let's go, bitches!
Hey, it's been a while. Got a little podcast for you. If you talk some politics, it's just the beginning, a little hunting story, and talk about the boat, talk about what's going on. All right, hope you enjoy. That's it. Hey, how is everybody doing? It's been a long while. It's been too long. I've probably recorded 3 different fucking podcast and never released them. Not whole ones, but you know, little bits and parts, and I'm not getting them together. Had a real busy summer. Crazy. I haven't talked to nobody about the COVID. This fucked up shit changed everybody's life. You hear from your grandparents, you hear from your parents about shit change your life. Nobody's gone through anything like this before. I have to tell you. So much has changed. It's just been crazy. I'm sure the same thing with everybody. It probably would have been good for me to get the podcast out, talk to people. But it's just been tough getting out, yeah, and especially talking with people. I kept on wanting to put something better out. I think that's why they put the other ones out. I kept on wanting to do more production in them, do more and more stuff on them. I wanted to put out something better. I want to put out a quality thing. I'm doing all this on my phone. Doing all editing on my phone. The problem is where I live is I can't get the freaking internet. I live so far off the country. I think I've mentioned that before. But I can get the internet. It's just I got to get it with through your phone, through a wireless connection. And I live in a cobblestone house. It's all stone house. I don't know if everybody knows what a cobblestone is, but the walls are like 2 foot thick. So if I need reception when I'm in the house, I gotta sit by a window. But working on it. Some bullshit thing with a cable company. Called them several times over the years. Finally, I called the business line. Talked to somebody there. They finally get back to me and tell me it's going to cost me $6,000 to get it hooked up. Both of my neighbors have the cable line up to their house. But in between my house, which is probably, it's probably 3/4 of a mile, half a mile. I'm looking to be in between them. That's what's going to cost me $6,000 to fucking have a line run to my house. So I'm like, yeah, I have not fucking paid $6,000 for fucking cable. But, you know, what are you going to do? I'll figure out something. Slowly but surely. But I'm busy. I think when your kids grow up and they get out of the house, shit slows down. You just end up doing more shit. So, it's been good. A couple people have gotten COVID, especially one of our guys, one of our buddies, this guy Al. Oh, he's got all kinds of problems, man. He got through it. Got through it good. So there were a couple other people. I got a friend, one of his parents died. So you know, it affects all of us. You know, so wear a fucking mask. Like my buddy Joe says, Puff and Papa. Check him out on Instagram. Puff and Papa. OG Joe. Wear a fucking mask.
Don't be a fucking dick.
So, making this podcast, let's see, everything's, there's a lot going on. NFL season started. Baseball's already had the World Series. Hockey, crowned champion. Basketball, champions. We got the Lakers, Dodgers, and the Devil Rays. Or whatever the fuck they are in hockey. Tampa Bay Lightning. But then you got full bore with fucking NFL going strong. We're in the middle of the season now. Starting to know, everybody knows pretty much what teams are who's who. Just watched Tom Brady and the Bucks last night. This is Monday I'm recording this. Watched them lay a total complete stinker. Man, that team. What the fuck? 1 minute they look like they're going to Super Bowl, nobody's going to stop them. And then they get their asses handed to them. I mean, they're lucky they got a fucking field goal. Just like I saw on Twitter, everybody bitching that, they just didn't want to get shut out, so they decided to get a field goal. Because anybody else would have tried to go for a touchdown. Tampa Tom. Oh, terrible. It was a terrible game. And, of course, the elephant in the room, the election. Trying not to talk about, we were originally going to talk about politics on this one. But, on this podcast in general. But, I'll be honest with you, Trump has just made everything fucking... He split this whole country. He split this whole country harder than it's ever been split. He wanted to make America great again. He made America fucking racist again. He brought back all the fucking racist thoughts in people's mind that people were suppressing and hiding and keeping away. And they thought they were out. We had Obama's president. We had a black president. Oh, shit. But no, he brought that fucking shit back. To be honest with you, I haven't been on Facebook since before the election. Probably not going to go on there too much. I hear all these people talk about Facebook being like liberal media and all this shit. Fucking A. And I don't know, all I do is go on there, all I do is see conservative stuff. So, I mean, maybe it's the area I live. I live in Weston, New York. And it's all full of up here for some reason. God forsake, I have no idea. Never understood it. Never understood the whole rednecks and poor white people that are Republicans. Never understood that shit. It's always baffled my mind. Somebody got no fucking money and they can support a party that doesn't give a fuck about it. And think about it, Republicans don't give a fuck about fucking poor people. That's for damn sure. But people that know me know how I feel. I get aggravated. I see things literally. I don't see... I'm an independent, registered independent. I obviously lean toward the liberal side. But if somebody makes a good point, I'll listen to them. Hell, I fucking like John McCain. I always liked that guy. They picked a fucking dimwit for his vice president. That was, you know, as it comes out, it's kind of forced to do it, but that's what lost him the election. Wow. And Obama just being totally, completely charismatic. Man, I'll tell you, it's this country is more divided than it seems like it's ever been. go and talk to each other. And I got all my friends are fucking Trump supporters. And it baffles me. Because some of them are smart. And some of them are super nice people. My neighbor is the most, he's a very wonderful person. Super nice guy. I love the guy. He's great. He loves Trump. Woo! He's got his flag flying out. But, he doesn't say too much to me about him. I think he knows how I feel, but he respects that, and I respect him. I never say nothing to him. You know, I used to get caught up when Trump was first coming in, and I'd argue with people. Sometimes, you know, you can't argue with stupid sometimes. People come up with these thoughts in their brain, and I don't know, he's just a con man. I don't know if I've ever disliked a Republican as much as I don't even know if you could even call the guy a Republican. I don't even know if he knows what the fuck he is. He just happened to run through the Republicans. He's more like I think his crowd is a Tea Party, because they kind of got weak there. They kind of fell by the wayside. And I think they found somebody else to latch on to. The old Tea Party people. Which they don't even fucking realize what the goddamn flag is they fly means. It's just all these people. And listen, I bitch about fucking liberals too. I hated Hillary Clinton. All she did is she became a senator in New York. For what? She's not even from here. It's because she wanted to run for president. Believe me, I did not like her. And I said I'm not going to talk about politics. I'm fucking talking about politics. But old Sleepy Joe, he's going to give us a breath of fresh air. We're not going to fucking be stressed out all the time. Already people, this COVID, then you got Trump fucking tweeting every day, fucking everybody hates us, this whole world hates us. You can't go around your neighborhood fucking pissing on people's fucking cars, pissing on their fucking houses, throwing eggs at everybody's house, shitting in people's lawns, and then expect them to fucking help you out when fucking you need help. That's what Trump does. He shits on every fucking single people, every person out there, every other country out there. He fucking shits on me. And yeah, the one person he doesn't shit on is Russia. What the fuck is that all about? They've been our fucking enemy the whole time. I don't understand why people can't fucking, why they accept that. Russia's always been, communism has always been our number one enemy, but nah. Who cares if fucking doesn't do and say anything to fucking Russia? Doesn't shit on them. Why doesn't he shit on them? I'll tell you why. Because he's fucking trying to make money for them. Everything that motherfucker does is to make money. He don't give a shit about you or me. He don't give a shit about nobody. All he does is fucking try to cause trouble. He loves it. He loves fucking chaos, that guy. He gets off on it. And he's definitely not no self-made fucking millionaire. That's for goddamn sure. I heard that the money that his father gave him, which he lied, he said he gave him $1 million. He lied. And they said the money that he was giving him, I believe, I can't remember what the amount they said he was giving. I think it might have been even $100 million. I guess inherent bullshit or whatever. But I'm not, don't quote me on that. I don't know about that. But they said the money that he was allowed given at that time in 1973, if the equivalent amount of money that he, if he was given it today, the amount of money he was given back then would be $400 million. Think about that. $400 million. If I gave that to the bum on the fucking street, he'd fucking make money with $400 million. And then this motherfucker filed bankruptcy 5 times. Tell me that. Jesus fucking Christ. Oh, now I'm getting fucking fired up. Fuck. I gotta stop. Oh. Maybe I should have been having this fucking podcast all along. I could have vented myself. But I haven't gone on any Facebook. I said, I've stayed off. I've kind of weaned off of Facebook anyhow. It's just all, I don't know. I stay away from it all. And I definitely haven't done it since the election. Like, a few days before the election, I stopped doing anything on there. I like the Instagram. Seems to be less political. There are some, you know, you can choose to follow. That's the best thing about Instagram or Twitter. You don't have to follow your family. You may follow your family, but all the old whites, they don't use Instagram because they can't figure shit out. You don't have to worry about all these old people, all fucking crooked old people. That they like Facebook. I realize Facebook's for old people. I go on there to see although my kids do put stuff on there once in a while. My daughter puts a lot of stuff on there just because she has businesses that run through it. So that's why she does more stuff through there. And I want to see what she's up to. And even though I get texts and everything from her. And see with all the kids. Oh, and I'm a grandpa. Our oldest daughter, Emily, had a baby girl. So, that is something new that came in here to this call. Everything went good. Baby's healthy. Beautiful baby girl. And she's happy. So, my wife is extremely happy. So, that all worked out. Let's see, what else happened between all this COVID shit? I ended up buying a big old wooden boat, 30 footer. I've had it since late spring, early summer. Had it in the water, taken it out a bunch of times. I also kept my little speed boat. So, it's kind of why I probably haven't done any podcasts. I've been so busy just hanging out in the boat, drinking, smoking. Smoking big old stogies, hanging out, whole new crowd of friends. It's been a great time. And again, all boat people, majority of the boat people that were docked with and we all hang out with, we're all Trump supporters. But I think what I've just said on this podcast is more than I said to any of those people the whole fucking time about that. So put it that way. To hear this now, like, what the fuck? I think they know. Yeah, it's been great. It's a nice cruising boat. Had a great time with it. It's been a lot of fun. Now I'm gonna restore it over the winter. Got a lot of things I want to do to it. A lot of work I'm doing to it. Just got taken out of the water last week, and I noticed, took it out one time, and all of a sudden it started taking out a lot of water. Wood boats take in a lot of water because they're a wood boat, and I thought it was just, they got seams, obviously, their planks of wood, and they absorb up, and that's how they stay watertight, because the wood swells up, makes a tight fit. Water usually doesn't get in. We took out, I think it was the last time we took it out, I noticed we were taking on, we got back in like every 3 to 5 minutes, the bilge was coming out. The bilge is a pump that pumps the water out the bottom of the boat. And my wife's freaking out about it. She's like, oh my God, why are we taking on so much water? I just thought maybe the boards kind of got loosened up a little bit. They took on some water, and it slowed down. I would go check it every day because we lived close by where it's stocked in the water. And it would start to slow down, you know, every 10 minutes or 15 minutes, whatever. It was good. It got better. We really didn't take it out. I think we might have taken it out. Oh, no, we didn't take it out anymore. So we got taken out. I went to go over there, take a look at it, pay the bill. Everything's a fucking bill with a boat, trust me. That bill is for everything. And I go look at the boat. The guy told me, he goes, oh, the board came off the bottom. I look, there it is. Fucking board busted off the bottom. Thank God it's double planked. Because holy shit, that motherfucker would sink. But, there's double planks, so there's inside boards and there's outside boards, and one outside board popped off. And there's a couple other that are bulging a little bit, so I'm gonna have to replace those over there. Which I kind of figured there's a lot of shit I wanted. I know there's things I gotta replace in the bottom, and I gotta make sure everything's good with it this winter. It's gonna be stored inside, so it's gonna be all good. A lot of work ahead of me. Money, wood, a lot of labor. So, but I think I might post some pictures up of it on Instagram, maybe Twitter, probably Facebook too. But it's a beautiful boat. It's 1963 Owens, twin flagship. I got two Vet motors in it, two 327s. So it hauls ass. I didn't think it was gonna go that fast, but it goes. So that was really keeping me busy this whole summer. We got a nice dock, and you have several people with all your boats on there. We just happened to get along with everybody really well. That's right next to us. We partied our asses off this summer. We had big cookouts. I mean, the COVID, everybody's kind of separated. You know, there's only a few handful of us, and we'd see each other. Most of us, everybody's basically working from home, except for me. I do remodeling and stuff, so I'm out and about, but a lot of my customers stay away from me. I've stayed super busy. So we just, every weekend, Friday night on, we're at that boat. We had a blast. Look, can't wait. What a summer. I don't know about everybody else. Shit. Here in Western New York, we had an unbelievable summer. I think two weekends out of the whole time we were down there, it rained. The rest of it was fucking sunny and beautiful. And actually, man, I wish our boat wasn't out right now. It's freaking beautiful right now in the 70s. Oh my God, it's beautiful. I actually thought about taking out my little boat the other day because I didn't winterize it yet. Thought it was over the weekend. I told my wife, I said, hey, let's take the little boat out. Let's take the little boat out. But we didn't. I gotta get that damn thing winterized and put it away. Because cold is coming back. I think we're gonna break a record Wednesday. It's gonna be a high 70s. Probably close to 80. Which is ridiculous. But I'll take it. That was one thing when Facebook memories came up of over the weekend, snowstorm. Last year, snow. That's what it was last year. Once that snow hit, boom, never stopped. Because I hunt the deer hunting season, and you, that's when you remember you're sitting in a tree stand. And I remember all last year was snow on the ground almost the whole time I was hunting. This time, nothing. And, cracking leaves everywhere. It's a good segue to my hunting season. This is crazy. I'm a hunting liberal. How about that? Yeah, like I said, I've been busy. Busy with work. I do all remodeling. I have horses, yes, I have horses, and I've actually gotten rid of a lot of them. I only got down to three, from 10 to three. I'm slowing down, and I'm not going to breed for a little bit. I'll probably get back into it. I actually was going to go back working on the track this year, start training horses at the end of the track, but this COVID shit hit, and they kept putting it off, and I was like, God, fuck it. I'm going to do what I do best. That's remodeling. With everything happening, supplies hard to get, factories closing down, sawmills closing down, brush retreat was a bitch to get. Doing a beautiful job on the lake in Lake Ontario. Did a nice deck out there. And I had to keep putting it off. Because I couldn't get wood. I had two other jobs in between. Finally got that thing done. Came out beautiful. But man, that wood was tough to get this year. A lot of things were tough to get. I had to fix the little boat at the beginning of the summer. Had to wait forever for parts. So I've been super busy. I just finally have caught up with work a little bit. Getting some things that I had put off for a while that I was able to put off. So basically, hunting season starts for bow hunting. I love bow hunting. It's nice and peaceful, quiet. See a lot of deer, and it starts in the first of October. And, it's now, you know, getting the second week of November. I've really only sat out four or five times or so, maybe a little bit more. But this is the thing, property. Now I have a lot that I hunt on that's my property. I have like 29 acres that's mine, and it's surrounded by a couple hundred acres. And I can use that property. I have permission to go on there and everything, but I really choose not to. I'd rather get to know my property more. So I've only been there for 3 years. And so I'm getting it down. I move the stand. And it's like in the summertime, and did a couple things where I thought some deer were, and set up some cameras. That's things you do, you set up cameras. I'm sure people know, you set up cameras in there, and you can see it. I put it on this one spot, and seen a bunch of different kinds of bucks and all kinds of deer activity, and like, you know, September is when I checked the cameras. So I knew I moved my stand to the right spot. I got several stands in there, but this one spot I know is a good spot. I could probably do a whole separate podcast on this because it's just, it's a huge learning. You gotta really know the property. This one corner, it's my southeast corner of the property. There's a lot of down big trees. Sorry, this bores the shit out of you. But that's where the big bucks hide usually, something like that. Stuff like that. Stuff where you can't get into that hides them, they get into there. Well, deers with bucks, with their antlers, they get that velvet on their antlers. And then they start rubbing it off come the fall time. It starts shedding off. It's like a shedding of skin, kind of like a snake. And it starts coming off. They rub it up against trees. And it puts their scent on there, starts letting them know, lets the females know that they're around, and blah, 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 all that shit. So, the bigger the tree, and the bigger the rub on a tree, is the obviously the bigger deer. Well, this one area that I've been trying to hunt, I've been trying to figure out the right spot for it. And over the years, I noticed I gotta move my stand, I gotta move over here. Well, I kind of know this area that I got to move to, and it's good because now I see these rubs on these trees, and the same, it might not be the same deer every year, but it's the bucks, they know that area, and usually the big buck, there's always a big buck, I've always seen a big buck. always seen signs of them. And he's, there's one buck I seen on my camera, a couple blurry shots of him, he looked big, but there was like four or five different ones. And they come rubbing on this one tree, they all come over this tree. Well, now I stand set up, I sit up there and I heard the, I seen other signs of him, so I'm like, all right. But I finally got to get out there. It was probably second or third. First time I seen some deers, it's like a little bit, came by. They're too small. I want this big one. I know there's a big one. So, I'm out there one day. It's early. Usually get out there. I usually get to stay at like 3 o'clock or so. And then for the afternoon, you sit out there until it gets dark. Or you go in the morning, whatever. But I sat there and it was in the daytime. And I got out there at 3 o'clock. Out there for about a half an hour, all of a sudden they hear a little these grunt noise that deers make. And so I hear it, like, oh shit, I know what that is. And you don't hear it too often. You usually don't hear too many deer make grunts and stuff. You don't, they don't make a lot of noises. They try to stay. But it's just the beginning of the month and it's what's called a rut. It means all the deer are in heat. So that's what the rut is. The deer are basically in heat. They want to get laid. And I hear him rubbing on this tree and he's destroying this tree. I just hear him. It's like a scraping noise, just hammering on this tree. Hammering on it. Making all kinds of noises. So they sell, if you see them in the store, they sell these little things. They sell a little thing called a bleat. That's a female sound for when she's in heat. I hit that a little couple times and he starts grunting more, starts tearing up the tree. I do a little bit more. I'm trying to get him to come near me, thinking there's a deer in heat by me. And he wouldn't come. He starts walking around. A lot of times deer will walk around. They walk around a circle. They want to get downwind and kind of smell around. And he kind of goes away. And I hear him still grunting farther away. So then I got to go into my bag because I really wasn't planning on staying out there too long. So I go in my bag and I got a grunt call. So usually when you do a grunt call, that means a deer will wanna another male deer. So if this is a dominant deer, he's gonna come in there, he's gonna try to push that other fucking deer out there. He's gonna try to bully him out. So I finally get that, he comes back, starts tearing this fucking tree up, grunting like crazy, and I'm getting scared, a little scared because I'm like, this thing's a fucking monster. It sounded like a gorilla pounding on a goddamn tree over there. I was like, holy shit. And I tried to do calls, and I'm like, fuck it, I can't do it anymore. And I'm waiting. And he stops for a while, then he starts tearing up the tree again. This goes on for about, I'm telling you, from the beginning he started, it was probably a good 45 minutes he was going back and forth really doing this shit. And in the meantime, right before he started coming up, this little button buck, which is a baby. He's like less than a year old. And actually, he didn't have his spots on him anymore, but you could see a little bit where he might have had some spots. He was really young. They have these little, they call them button buck, because where the horns are, there's a little button there. Like, it's a little nub. And he comes and he's walking on. This is all before this grunt shit happens. He comes and walks right in front of me, underneath my stand, looking for food. And the young ones, they don't know too much. They gotta learn. But I can't spook them because I always know. Usually, when there's one deer, there's always another one. So you gotta be very careful what you do. So I let him go. He walks past me. He walks behind me now. Now, the wind is kind of blowing that way. So I'm like, oh, God, he's going to smell me. He's going to take off. Sometimes they let the other deer know by little sounds they make and what they do that he's there. So what happens is the little bastard fucking lays down. He's like, I want to say 20, 30 feet behind me. And he lays down. Because right there, right on there is a ridge and it goes down. And a lot of deer like to sit up on the ridge because they can see over. And this little guy can't see me or nothing. So in the meantime, I'm doing all these noises and shit with that buck, and he's like looking around, and he hears that buck fucking ravishing the tree, and the buck ravishing the tree kind of scared him. So he gets up and he's like, all right, I get the fuck out of here. And he fucking finally walks away. Walks away. And so that 45 minutes, I'm messing with that stupid buck. He's going back and forth. I can't get him to come over. So now, I don't have anything with me, but sometimes you get him going more. You do your little grunts, and then you scrape, like he was scraping a tree. I scrape a tree. Now, I ain't got nothing except for this little metal handle I have for my bow that you put on your string and you release on there. And I scraped it. I was trying to make some noise with that. And I think he just fucking scared him away. He took off. So I was like, oh, fuck. So I waited there. So the very next day. The day after that, I go. So I go out there. I was running late. I didn't get out. I was right almost in the tree stand, like 3:30. And I always want to be in the tree stand at 3 o'clock. Because like it always seems that like 3:30 is the magic time. And that was when I seen him last. So like right around 3:30, well, I'm like, let me go see that fucking tree. I want to see how bad he was tearing up that tree. I want to see what tree it was. I kind of thought I knew which one it was, but I wanted to make sure. So I go over to the tree and I start looking. And I'm looking, I'm like, yeah, this is the one, because he tore it up more and there was shit on the ground. So I'm like, all right, I'm going to start walking back to my stand, which is probably 50 yards away. And I can kind of see my stand from there. So I start walking back. All of a sudden, there he is. He's fucking walking in front of me, like 20 yards in front of me. But I don't have my bow. I don't have anything ready. He's kind of going around, and usually when they're in heat, like in this time of year, they get kind of, they don't care. They're just looking for a fucking pussy. That's all. They don't give a shit. So he's walking along. I see him, and I knock my arrow in my fucking bow. I'm trying to follow him, and I see he's walking away from me, so I'm trying to stay walking with him. But it's fall. All of these are falling down, so you can't fucking barely move in these leaves, because it's just... It's like fucking, you know how it is walking the leaves. And they're like crackling like crazy. So I gotta stand still. I see he's kind of turning back. It looks like he might come back to where that rub is, where I was just looking at. And he starts kind of walking toward me. And then all of a sudden the wind comes and he gets my scent. Now that's most of the time the deer, they get you by your smell. They hear, they can hear really well, and they can smell really well. And all of a sudden, he stops. And I had drawn my bow. And every time you ask any deer hunter, and you deer hunters are listening, know, when that deer, for some reason, when they get a whiff of you, they always stop, and they stop between you and a goddamn tree. And this son of a bitch stops between this biggest fucking tree in the fucking woods in that area. And there's another one right next to it. So, the thing is, I can't move because, you see, the thing is, if I drew my bow, he comes walking, and he's just about to, when I was like, all right, as soon as he passes this tree, boom, I'm sticking this arrow in him. And he stops right there. I see his head go up. I kind of look on the side of the tree. I see his head go up, smelling in the air. I'm like, son, and he's big. He's a big boy. His horns are real thick. Big body, at least a 10-pointer, at least. But the thing is, I can't move. I can't step around the tree or do anything. And I got an arrow drawn. I'm like, fuck. And you can't hold it there forever. So I'm like, all right, I got to try to slowly bring the bow down. And, you know, when you get to a certain area, the bow gets easier, those compound bows. But when you bring it back in, it gets hard. I let it back too hard, the arrow went flying forward. I was like, oh, fuck. It goes flying into the ground right in front of that tree. And then, now the deer, because he was going to move, he probably would have moved around a little bit. Now, he's at high alert. I see him, I kind of peek around a little bit. Now, He's 20 yards in front of me, but the tree is directly in between both of us. So this tree is 10 yards from me and it's 10 yards from him. I'm trying to peek around the tree and there looking. I see him looking around. I see his big antlers, his big head, big body. He's looking around. I see him smelling. We stood there for probably, I want to say, 25 minutes. That motherfucker didn't move. And I didn't move. I took a couple little steps. I tried to see if I could get a better angle. And probably 20, 25 minutes, he just stood there. I was like, what the fuck? This monster, I'm going to get this son of a bitch. I got to get him. And I'm waiting. I'm thinking, what the fuck? I got to do something. I gotta do something here. Now, I have another arrow ready. So I'm trying to look around. I'm trying to find a little spot I can move a little bit. I'm looking around the tree, looking on both sides of the tree. And that's the thing, is you can't hide behind the tree because it's fucking 10 yards from me. And I can't get that close to him. Plus, the leaves are really thick. Because it's in the woods and it's open woods there, and they're probably 5 inches thick of leaves. So no matter where you're going, you're gonna make a ton of noise. So finally he turns sideways. Now he's not parallel with me. Now he's like, his ass is toward me now, but in between the tree, and he starts fucking walking away. I'm like, oh my God, that's why I'm trying to, I can look a little bit more. I move a little bit more. And now I see him walking far away. And then he goes down, how I said there was that ridge there, and he goes down there and fucking disappears. I'm like, motherfucker. And I haven't seen him or heard him. Well, yesterday I was moving some tree stands around, and I think I heard him again. He moves around. I was putting a new tree stand in, and I know the area that he is in. Because I saw a huge one last year in the same area. I know that's where they are. So then I went back and I moved that stand over by the other rub. And I could see over there I could see better over in this one area. So I did that all yesterday, and hopefully I fucking get them. And I don't know. Well, hope I didn't bore you fucking too much. Go Chiefs. Fucking Chiefs are 8-1. Fucking Jets fucking blow. So glad I fucking stopped liking that fucking team. Thank God. I think and if you're a Jets fan, you'd fucking give up on them. They're done. Until they get a new owner, they ain't never going to be good. You got the worst owner in the NFL. Worst owner. That team is a piece of shit. Let all their good players go. And Dallas is a fucking dumpster fire. Although they played damn good fucking the other day. They kind of should have won that game. That kid fucking was the fifth string quarterback, and he fucking did pretty good. Gilbert. Something like that. But well, that's it. I'll be back. We'll talk about some other things. We'll talk about some podcasts I've been listening to lately. Let me tell you, if you don't know who he is, Bobby Lee is the fucking funniest human being fucking ever. That guy, he's got a weird sense of humor, and you gotta really listen. You gotta listen to him. You gotta listen to all the podcasts that he's in, or whenever he's a guest on one. But that dude fucking makes me cry laughing. He is so fucking funny, that dude. If it wasn't for the world of podcasts, I would have never known who he is. And that dude is one funny motherfucker. And definitely, if you got Netflix, you gotta watch The Cabin. The Cabin, Burt Kreischer, The Cabin. Those literally I cried laughing at some of those things. Joey Diaz, who's my fucking, who's one of my favorites. Everybody on there is good. The fucking Jenner one was, it was okay. That was the only one I did. I mean, it was still funny, but all the rest, Miss Pat was fucking awesome. But of course, you know, he had, and another one of my favorite people is Tom Segura. He's got, I don't know, I get his humor so much. I kind of got the same kind of sense of humor that he has that can be sick and twisted and fucked up, but he fucking really makes me laugh too. With him and Joey were in the first one. And the one with Bobby Lee, with Donnell Rawlings, he's fucking funny too. I mean, you gotta watch Bert Kreischer's The Cabin. It's fucking hilarious. Alright, bored the fuck out of you guys. Hopefully I can start getting some listeners back. I'm gonna try to fucking make this better and better. I've said it a million times. So much more I could talk about, but I've been rambling on for fucking a long time. I didn't think I could do it, but it's been in my mind. I had so many fucking things I've been wanting to talk about. I know I just need to fucking get on here and do it. So, with that said, thanks for listening. I appreciate you guys so much. Sorry it's been so long. And sorry about the political talk. Rambled on about it too fucking long. I shouldn't have done it, but thanks again, people. All right. See ya.
Here's a little Chris Cornell for you, baby.
She made me promise not to tell. I had her under a spell. Singing golden words in a broken voice.
Spread my wings and my message in the blood.
to the promised land.